Episode 17 of A Pair of Fools. Yeah, like right now. We are back after like a week absence, you know, just kind of day jobs, real life kind of hit hard for a minute there. What do you got to say about that, Aiden?
I mean, honestly, I think it's been longer than a couple weeks, hasn't it? I mean, it's been longer than a week for sure.
Posted Matt's episode, which is doing really well. Appreciate everybody who watched and got even a few comments on that. It was really awesome to see. Posted that like February 2nd, so
whatever. Oh, really? There were some comments on that one?
Yeah, there was just two that like our buddy Joey and then one of Matt's like teammates or college bros left on there.
That was really kind of Joey.
Yeah, Joey really. He said he said it was like Joe Rogan but more inspiring or some shit. I was like, damn, that's hilarious.
If I would have commented, I probably would have said, it's kind of like Joe Rogan, but without Joe Rogan.
It's like Joe Rogan with, like, a great value, young Jamie, running the show, you know?
Or worse.
Yeah, what's worse than great value? Dollar Tree, probably. Any dollar store?
Dollar General. No, Dollar Tree is probably worse.
Dollar General, I'd consider, like, a high-tier dollar store, honestly. Like, Dollar Tree is where you get, like, that weird-ass shit. Like, whole chickens in a can and, like, just that weird shit, you know?
Last time I went to a dollar store, like, a Dollar Tree, like, one of the ghetto ones, there was a line of probably 7 people, and some lady was buying, like, a whole antique set of glasses and plates, and then she didn't have enough money to buy it, so she had to leave some of it at the counter because she didn't have enough of the change.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, it was crazy.
Dude, that's probably, where was that at? Was that up here?
It was off of 45th.
That was in Fargo, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I thought for sure you'd been like, yeah, I was down in the cities visiting, you know, Tanner, or one of our good friends that we got down in the cities. But yeah, that's up here. That's wild, dude.
Fargo is essentially just turning into the cities. It's just a younger, the youngest sibling of the cities.
It's like looking like on, it's like, it's on the rise for sure. I'd say it's getting there. Like it's in the infancy. I'd say in 20 years, it'll maybe have like a fucking one actual skyscraper or something. Maybe.
What about an IKEA?
IKEA would be cool. I'd take an IKEA or like Raising Cane's.
More like a Mall of America. I would take one of those, I think.
Just a second Mall of America, yeah.
But, like, the Mall of the America, or the Americas, and just have it part two.
What about Mall of North America? Why has nobody done that?
Oh, it's called West Acres. That is the Mall of North Dakota. Actually, I mean, honestly, name one better mall.
In North Dakota?
In North America.
Oh, the Mall of America. Or, you know, I'll just go right back to that.
No. There was a shooting there. There hasn't been a shooting in West Acres.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that?
What? That there hasn't been a shooting in West Acres?
Yeah.
We don't have a Foot Locker, do we?
What's that have to do with anything?
Well, the last
yes,
one.
Yes, we do.
Oh. Well, then I guess we're next on the list.
We are next. Oh, what is that? Is that like a... Is that like...
That's just a prerequisite.
Correlation. That's a prerequisite of shootings.
There has to be a Foot Locker within a 100-mile radius.
If your city or town has a Foot Locker within 100 miles, buckle down and get a fucking...
Buy a firearm.
There's probably going to be some tragedies going down. Or, I mean...
Not by us. We're
not
just,
by us.
We're just God giving a warning.
It. Yeah, we're just... you like we've done the research and... that's what the statistics show. Yeah, we are not going to be doing any of the crimes.
we have nothing against Foot Locker.
Yeah, we love... I mean, I fucking love Foot Locker. I don't know about you.
So you guys better comment on this podcast.
Yeah, Foot Locker, we're looking for a sponsorship. You can hit us up.
You know, I am kind of butthurt a little bit that nobody commented on the podcast I was on.
Yeah, dude, there's a reason for that.
Oh, what's the reason? My mom listened to it and my dad did. Why didn't they come?
Damn, dude. You might have to talk to them at the next time you're at the dinner table with them about that. That's kind of fucked up. Mr. and Mrs. Sherwood, I'm expecting a comment on this this week's episode if we don't get one.
I guess I just won't come home for another week.
On the back of milk jugs and shit, there's pictures of Hayden. It's please get our son home.
Our baby, he's gone.
He's cold, he's hungry.
And I would be cold and hungry because I would be sitting outside of my apartment too.
Why?
Because I'm just trying to send a message.
Oh, so you're like, it's like a hunger strike.
A hunger strike, a heat strike, a comfort strike.
Cold strike, whatever the fuck you want to call it, yeah.
Really, I mean, I'll just be standing out there naked. You know, honestly, like, standing inside of my apartment is close enough to standing outside of my apartment. It has been so cold, and all the heat goes through the million windows that we have.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad we don't got a lot of windows in here. But, like, the windows we do have in here, I feel like all the heat just goes straight out of them. Yeah. But, like, speaking of, like, being naked, like, have you ever just sat in your room or, like, apartment? Like, you know, in there.
Naked?
Yeah. Like, just
yeah, walk all around the time. Naked? Yeah, all
like,
the time.
Have you played, like, video games naked?
You know, actually, I think that's something that maybe I haven't done. I think I've read naked. I've slept naked. I've cleaned naked.
I've done a full COD sesh just butt-ass naked.
Really?
Yeah, just sat there with the boys bullshitting. Ripping games, you know, just clutching rounds and
searching. Were we on a win streak during that time?
I don't know if it was a consecutive, like, solid win streak, but we were definitely
winning. I know why it wasn't.
Why?
A consecutive win streak.
Why? Because I was naked? Or because everybody else wasn't naked?
No, because we didn't get to see it. You didn't send any pictures, therefore.
Next time I'll really have to do that. That's my bad. Fuck.
Well, season 2 did just come out for Modern Warfare.
Yeah, dude. Have you played any of that?
No, I haven't played it because my finger's numb and I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, because you put an X-Acto blade through your finger.
Yes, that did happen since last time. I bought some new kicks. I bought 3 pairs of new shoes.
Yeah?
Because I had been wearing my ex-girlfriend's mom's shoes for 4 years.
Let's go, dude.
So,
shout out to her.
So I finally figured it was probably time to get a new pair. So I bought 3, and because of that, I stuck a knife through my finger and almost cut it off.
So you did it on purpose?
No, but I did have like this weird premonition that it was going to happen. I was leaving the mall parking lot and I said, something bad's going to happen because I bought these shoes today. And I'm like, no, that's stupid. Why would I think that? And then I went home, stabbed a blade through my finger. It turned purple. And then I had to go get a tetanus shot and almost had to get stitches. So
hell yeah. So like you're just kind of laying off of Call of Duty for a minute, you know, a little bi-month.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, I've been trying to, like, type at work on my keyboard, and I just instinctively started not using this finger, even though I can type with it now, like, it doesn't hurt. Dude, I skip that finger, and it is weird trying to use this thing again, because I can't feel it. So
how is it typing, like, how's it been adjusting to, like, a different way of typing, I should say?
Honestly,
using a keyboard in general, not just like typing, you know.
You mean like from controller to keyboard?
No, like since you fucked your finger up, just like how has it been?
Oh,
like have you used the keyboard for anything more than typing, like to like play anything or do anything?
No, I haven't tried playing anything yet. It's just been typing, and I've been not typing on this finger because I'm a little baby.
Yeah,
I'm a little crybaby loser.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But yeah, Call of Duty Season 2 is out. You said, yeah, you haven't played any. I played a little bit yesterday. It dropped yesterday for North American dudes. Played mainly, did a little bit of ranked, like, league play that is new. Did, like, alright, like, we lost all 3 of the games we played. But, like, we didn't
actually?
Do... Yeah, but, like, we didn't do bad. Like, the Search and Destroy, we lost, like, 4-5. Or, no, 6-5, I mean. And then we did, I think it was, next game was Hardpoint, and that, we were doing good on kills, we just could not, or no, we were doing good on, like, Hardpoint time and shit. Just really lacking in kills, or the one dude was just slaying out. All the kids on ranked play are actually just, like, no lives, though.
Really?
Yeah. Or, like, that's what it seemed like yesterday, but I was hearing a little different story tonight. People in the group chat were telling me it was pretty cake. Until just recently, actually. But, yeah, so played some of that. It was alright. And then switched over to just Pub Search, which is glorified fucking ranked play, you know. Like, it's skill-based matchmaking, and, you know, people sweat their ass off on Search, but...
I do like the ranked play system, though. Like, yeah. I like how we can get, like, weapon charms and skins and stuff like that for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just... I'll have to go and give ranked another try, and I don't know what our problem was. Like, we just, like I said, Search and Destroy was our, like, and that's probably our problem. We just don't really play a lot of, like, respawn. We mainly play, like, Search. We just rip Search games. Search and Destroy being, for anybody who doesn't play video games, there's, like, two bomb sites. You just plant a bomb. You're trying to explode two sites. Anyway. Yeah, so we just feel like that's a big issue of ours. We just need to, you know, rip some other game modes and just get a feel for, like, you know, good spots, you know, choke points, and, like, just especially on hard point, like, rotations, like, where the next zone is gonna be and shit like that. But
yeah, I mean, I think the main issue is I probably wasn't there.
You think so?
No, I know so.
You know so, huh?
Yeah, I play on a keyboard and mouse.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
And yeah. My hands get really sweaty when I play.
Yeah, we didn't have any keyboard and mouse players when we were playing. That was probably our issue, you're right.
Is there any anime packs in the store right now?
I don't know, I didn't look at the store, honestly.
Huh.
Yeah.
I might have to buy all of them when I get home.
I would, I mean... If you're into anime like that, I mean, I would. But I'm not a fan.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
I'm going to be watching anime when I go home.
That's interesting. You know what I'm going to be doing when
what are you gonna be doing?
Podcast gets done?
What?
Probably just sitting here, looking.
Just looking at your wall?
Straight ahead.
Straight ahead. Not doing anything for the next, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, like, that's my night, man.
And then I go to bed, because I'm really tired.
Dude, oh my god.
Clothed or unclothed? I know that we brought up walking around the house naked, but...
yeah, I'll just sit here, like, just like this. I won't take anything off. Just like how I am right now.
Dude, I remember... when I used to live with Gannon, I would, like, wear this robe, but, like, I never wore anything under the robe, and I would sit at the kitchen table while I ate my breakfast, and he would sit across from the couch, and I guarantee you that dude could see a full shot of my nuts.
Full ass, like, just nut shot.
For the first, like, month that I lived there, up until I realized that this, probably showing this guy my nuts, and then I stopped doing it.
Damn, dude, yeah, I mean, he never said anything about it?
No, I mean, like, hey, he sent me a postcard.
Sent you a postcard.
Tell me about how he used to see my nuts.
Really?
No.
Oh.
That was a fib.
So, yeah, you just lied.
I did just lie.
Unreal, dude. Crazy. Well, I feel bad for him, honestly.
Why?
Because, you're just showing him your nuts for no fucking reason. Like, that's kind of disrespectful, don't you think?
I thought that was kind of like a rite of passage thing. Like, the first week that me and Blake became friends, I sent him... Picture me completely naked with a sign in front of my...
That's a good way to build a bond right away, I guess. I should have did that with my college roommate. I should have just... I had signs, like... Or no, we stole signs. Wow. No. Yeah, I brought one sign. We stole more signs. Probably shouldn't say that on a podcast, but...
Where'd you steal these signs from? Which county?
America.
Oh, I love that county.
America County. No, but, yeah, I should have just, like, just walked up to him butt naked just with a sign and be like, hey, bro, I'm your roommate.
Hey, man.
No, dude.
You must be new around here. Yeah, we do this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't from around here, so.
Dude, you totally could have tricked me. Like,
I totally
could.
Dude,
no clothes allowed in the dorm room, bro.
I probably, honestly, yeah. I've tricked a few people. Like, there was a... Not to make it sound weird or anything. Jesus, but
you tricked a few people into what?
Pretending your what kind of acts did you trick them into?
pretending your dorm is a no clothes area.
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Oh. What was it?
Like, we were at a Suicide Boys concert.
Yeah.
And, like, all the openers had played.
Yeah.
And shut up for a second. All the openers had played, and Suicide Boys were just taking forever to get on stage. And we were standing in front of this, like, I'll call him a kid, but, like, so this was, like, a year ago, so I had just turned 20. This guy was probably, like, 17, like, between 16 and 18 years old.
This dude. Loser.
Yeah, right, absolute loser, like, still in high school, like, just graduated, so freaking easy, but...
That's, most of us did it.
Yeah, most of us here did it. Like, just do it already. But that's besides the point. So we're all just sitting there waiting for him to hit the stage. And this kid's, like, on his phone. And I look over his shoulder, and I see he's on Twitter. And then he puts his phone away. And I thought of something for, like, 20 seconds. And I tap him on the shoulder. And I'm like, yo, dude, Scrim fucking OD'd. Scrim being one of the Suicide Boys. He's like... I was like, Scrim OD'd in the fucking back. That's why it's taken so long. And he was like, oh shit, I thought he got sober. I thought he got sober because he's sober now. He actually is 100% sober. And I was like, yeah, dude, he must have relapsed. Like, just being on tour got to him. And he was like, fuck, man. And he just starts rapidly scrolling through Twitter like what the fuck, man. And like then like 5 minutes later, they hit the stage. And I was like, dude, this kid was probably like, the fuck, just freaking out for a minute, and then
that guy was probably like looking up like hashtags
and just hashtag Scrim OD, hashtag Suicide Boys dead. Like,
honestly, he probably got really, really excited when he saw that there was no other tweets about it, because then he could have been the first one,
the first dude. Like, this is breaking news.
So then he would post it, and then right under he'd be like, oh my goodness, I didn't think that this would get so much attention. Guys, make sure to use my affiliate link for Amazon. This is also my favorite book. And make sure to check out my personal website. Dude, I hate when people do that.
Yeah, when they're like, when they just blow up and they instantly just start plugging shit.
Yeah.
That's annoying, dude. We totally won't do that with this podcast.
So this week's sponsor is actually Audible.
This week's sponsor is actually Fleshlight. Have you ever... No, I'm just kidding. That would be sick, though.
Well, you do have a... Does your code still work?
No. Yeah, no.
Oh, it doesn't work anymore?
We don't need to talk about that on air. They sent me forms. Like, we can't talk about that anymore. Can't plug my code anymore.
Sorry.
That's irrelevant, yeah. We'll just blurt that out, obviously. Jamie, get on it. But, kind of tying back to the COD conversation, like, did you watch a lot of, like, competitive Call of Duty and shit?
I wish I would watch more, honestly. Because yeah. When I went to the tournaments in person, they were a lot of fun. And competitive Call of Duty is real easy to get into. Like, I'm not really, like, a big sports guy or whatever, but competitive COD, I actually enjoyed a lot. And even my old man, who grew up on a farm and... like, doesn't really care about video games.
Big boomer.
Yeah. And, I mean, he came with me to the tournament in the cities, and he was starting to know the maps and the players and the teams. And no, I was really surprised, yeah. Like, he was actually understanding the competitive scene of Call of Duty.
He could almost hop on the sticks and play.
I mean, that guy was. He was playing VR.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was playing in augmented reality. He was sitting there. And then he also was playing Call of Duty at the same time.
That's fucking nuts.
That was a fib.
Oh, you just lied again. Wow.
Sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't be lying.
Is that a compulsive thing, or like, what's up with that?
It's kind of like a, it's kind of like a coping mechanism, I think.
Yeah, just for like, just like all the bad stuff, or what?
No, I just feel like every time I say a fib, it makes me want to, like,
makes you just feel
not want to grab that bag of chips and crumple it in the mic.
Yeah, before we started this, we were just absolutely just destroying this mic with a bag of chips. It was brutal but hilarious to listen to.
I was like, crying. Afterward. It was funny.
It was really funny. But
yeah, so dude. Comp COD, I have not seen any of the recent season,
mm-hmm.
but I will definitely go again in person when it's in the cities or somewhere nearby. It is just like... it's a surreal experience. I saw all the pro players and all the I guess like celebrities.
Yeah.
I guess like FaZe members.
Celebrities of the of that community.
Yep.
Yeah. I I am lucky to say that I have kind of, I loosely was like following it like back in the day when I was just a casual, you know, just random, you know, Call of Duty kid, you know, just kind of getting shit on. Would once in a while, you know, drop 20 kills, be like, oh shit, 20 kills.
Still wearing a Turtle Beach?
Yeah, still had Turtle Beaches. It was sick. I'm lucky to say that I've kind of seen competitive Call of Duty grow since, I'd say, Black Ops 1 is when I watched, like, my first, like, live stream.
Really?
Yeah, I watched my first live stream with my cousin. And then that was on Black Ops 1. And then Optic actually went back on MW3. We watched the live stream, and then Optic, I can't remember, did MW3 come out before or after Black Ops 1?
After, I think.
After. Okay, yeah, yeah. So MW3 came out, and then Optic did like this big, like, it was a marathon live stream.
Oh,
they,
really?
Yeah.
For so how long?
They, so it, all the main roster guys, it was Big Timer, J-Cap, Nadeshot, and Skump. Those four dudes, I think they all did, I think they all stayed up for a day straight playing.
Well, like when it first came out?
I think, yeah, when it first came out.
Dude, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Like, maybe in high school I'd be able to do that.
I think I could still do that now. Like, I still low-key on the weekends, like, if we're playing and doing good consistent, like, throughout the night, like, we'll kind of almost do that. But, yeah, they were going, like, a full-ass, like, 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact I couldn't do that, actually, because I was doing a live stream, I think. And I think the plan was to do it for 24 hours. Or maybe it was, like, 16 hours or whatever. But I know I didn't make it to the end of the time limit. I think I was doing it for over 12. And I was like...
Was this in high school?
It was in high school.
I feel like I low-key remember you, like, talking about that.
Yeah, back when I was a streaming legend in high school. And before that, I actually tried the COD competitive scene myself.
Yeah, I feel like all of us have, or at least all of us Call of Duty kids have tried, you know, one of the two alleys when it comes to Call of Duty, when it comes to, you know, sources of income. It's either you're trying to be, you know, a competitive guy, you know, just slaying pub lobbies, you know, playing ranked, leveling up, or you're a content guy, you know, trolling or making sniping content, you know. I loved, you could say I tried to do both, or am still trying. Like, we've talked about doing, like, free to enter tourneys and shit.
Mm.
We just haven't really. We said when rank came out, we would grind it and, like, get a feel.
Then you guys played three games?
Played three games and lost, and we were like, yeah, yeah.
figured it maybe wasn't for you?
Figured, yeah, this is maybe not is for us. But, you know, it's a dream. But, yeah, you could say I did both. Like, so I played ranked and shit now, and I have in the past before did, like, just small little game battles or even just talking shit and went on private match and just ran a quick series with, like, some randoms.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick scrim, I guess you'd call it. And then I actually was big on, like, sniping. I was a big, not a trick shotter, but a feed. I'd go for feeds and shit.
All right.
I actually hit a few. This is back before when I was still on PlayStation, so you couldn't, like, clip anything. But I hit a few, like XPR, like, quad feeds and shit. There's probably still one on YouTube out there that you can find.
What, of yours?
Yeah.
What, so did you...
I just went on, like,
theater mode,
yeah, and just recorded it.
Like, with your school iPad?
Yeah, school iPad, that shit, yeah.
Dude.
Then when I got to school, I uploaded it.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's how it worked, yeah, because I didn't have Wi-Fi at the house.
Huh.
I couldn't upload on that hotspot. That's how I was playing.
I remember doing the same thing, actually. I wouldn't upload my videos at school, but... Well, no, sometimes I would. But, yeah, I would record my videos. Like, I would set up my iPad in front of my tube TV and then play Skyrim.
Yeah, I remember watching those videos.
Yep, playing games with Hayden. That's
that's what it was. Sick. But, yeah, dude, like, so I kind of was big on the sniping and shit, and like I low key like so I was in a couple like shitty ass one off teams, like sniping teams that tried to do something, and I actually like made one, and funny enough, I remembered we made an Instagram for this team.
Oh, we actually made an Instagram for it?
No, 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 you weren't a part of it. Yeah, you definitely weren't a part of it, but...
Oh, I thought this was
me, the one this is me. Though. This is me and my PS3 friends that I met on AW. We went back on Black Ops, and we were just, like, pub stomping and, like, sniping and shit. Here, you can look through these. So this is... Ooh, who is this?
The guy's using a Scar-H.
Scar-H, yeah. This is Dreams. I can't remember who this is. But just a quick little...
Just hitting, like, the most normal...
The most normal, like, feed of all time. Quick little...
Yeah, like the...
Hold on, wait. Okay, so there's 2 kills. Oh, there's a 100 killer.
And then 3, and then 4.
So that's 5. He just got a 5. He got 5 kills in like a span of 10 seconds.
Yeah, but that's terrible. Cool. That is
honestly. Oh, and then here's the same clip.
Just posted again?
Posted before it.
Man, guy really thought he was onto something?
Yeah, and then here's one of my little... I just took a picture of it and sent it to him quick, I guess.
Oh, and your name was Vague Hits?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I was Hits.
Man, I mean, that is honestly a pretty decent feed, though.
Yeah, there, here we are. This is the 3 that started it. So Dreams, I think that was, so Dreams was my guy Steven. He was from Texas. Met all these dudes on Advanced Warfare, PlayStation 3. So, yeah, Dreams was Steven. I was Hits, and then Nebula was Alex. This post right here. Now recruiting on PS3, Vague Dreams, leader, Vague Hits, Vague Nebula, co-leaders. So, yeah, we thought we were legit. Got 4 posts, 0 followers, following 0. So, we were really on to something.
That is, you guys did kind of go crazy, though.
Yeah, bro. I think I had the most legit content out there, you know, just hitting quick XPR, like quad feed. Like, that's amazing.
An XPR quad feed? I think it was a 5-man, wasn't it?
It was a 5-man or some shit like that, yeah. I'm not gonna go back and look, because...
I think it was a 5-man.
Yeah, pretty sure it was something so, like that.
Did you ever play, like, competitive, like, through, like, websites?
Yeah, so we did, like, game battles and shit. Like, just straight off, like, the game battles website.
Yeah.
Or at least a couple of those. Back then we did on Advanced Warfare, we did a couple like Search and Destroy tourneys. They're called Money 8s is what you call them. So it was pretty much teams of 2. What? So it was 4 teams of 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was like, you'd all pool up like whatever amount of money. And then...
30 cents and
yeah, like just
a Starbucks gift card and
chump change, and then you'd play your first match against the 2 dudes, and then if you won that, you'd go and play the winner of the other match, and whoever won got the money.
Huh. Yeah, I've never did anything like that. I used to play I tried getting into competitive Call of Duty with a couple of my childhood friends, Nick and Garrett. I played the one that we started like trying to take it seriously. It yeah. was Advanced Warfare. Like, we played a lot of Advanced Warfare, and I guess that was the game that we wanted to go pro in, or like start like trying to be serious about going pro. Oh, yeah. But every time that we would play, like, we'd play game battles, and like we would like set it all up like through the computer and through tournaments and everything, but it was always at night. After school, so like my sister would be in her room like watching Netflix.
And you'd just be like downstairs just screaming.
No, I'd be upstairs. So my room would be right next to her. Oh,
right next to her.
And this was before I was hardwired too, and I think I was still on my 360 or my Xbox One. So Haley would be watching Netflix on her iPod 4th generation, and it would be stealing all the Wi-Fi. So Back in Barnesville, if you watch something in HD, nobody else in the house gets to use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I wouldn't know, because I stole somebody else's Wi-Fi or just had a hotspot, so yeah. I have no experience with that, but yeah.
Well, honestly, a hotspot probably would have been better, because every time she would turn on that little iPod, man, it was game over. We would have to forfeit. Like, we would actually have to forfeit.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. Barnesville is notorious for just bad Wi-Fi.
I mean, that was before they got
the upgrades.
Yeah, whatever it's called, the fiber optics.
Yeah, that's. So, like, even then, it's still fucking. People still, to this day, say it's bad, say it's horrible.
Yeah, it's like bad, like Comstock Wi-Fi. And they got like 2 megabytes over there.
C Village.
Oh, dude. I cannot imagine still being on 3 megabyte download.
I'd probably jump off a cliff.
If there was a cliff close to Comstock, I probably would too.
Dude, that's like one of the flattest places on the fucking planet Earth. It's unreal.
You want to know a place that's flatter?
What's that?
I don't know. I was just fibbing. Sorry.
Unreal, dude. That's what? 3 lives, this podcast. That must be, yeah. That's got to be something going on with your.
Yeah, and that's 4. That's 4 lives total, though. Because on the last podcast, I said I would have a girlfriend by this podcast. And instead of finding a girlfriend, I just listened to a sermon series about biblical courtship. And now I don't think I'll ever be properly ready to be a husband.
You watched that biblical stream, and then you watched just like a rerun of Andrew Tate's like arrest footage for 12 hours. And you
on sat, repeat.
Yeah, on repeat. And you sat there and meditated, like eyes open the entire time. Like, absolutely zero energy that man had, that, like, I'm not going to say he fucking helped people do anything, because I thought he was just purely entertainment, if I'm being honest, but, yeah, like, none of what he preached soaked in during that 12-hour session there. You don't have a girlfriend.
That is true. That is true. Honestly, like, I just don't think I could pull a chick into my life right now.
Couldn't pull a chick into the net? Couldn't trap her?
I don't know. I feel like I just have so much stuff going on. And, like, there's so much stuff that, like, I gotta, like, try to figure out. I think it would be wrong to try to...
Adult stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have it down pretty well, but I don't know. Like, I want to prepare myself for homeschooling my kids.
You want to homeschool your kids, huh?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
Because this world is going to garbage.
You don't want them to get shot in English class?
Oh, honestly... I almost said I'd rather them get shot. I'd rather them get shot
in gym class, actually. That's what I... No, what were you going to say?
So, what I wasn't going to say is I want them to get shot. But what I was trying to say was, it's like, all the information that they're going to get from their teachers and other kids nowadays, compared to even when we were in school...
It's just going to be bias towards one side.
I mean... It's going to be biased, and it's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be... It's going to be unbiblical, and it's going to be wrong. It's going to be hurtful. It's going to be more hurtful than it is good. They're going to learn how to disobey me more than they're going to learn, like, educational principles.
Yeah.
So I might as well just do it from home.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I mean, I see where you're coming from.
I also don't want my son to come home wearing a dress, either.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, too. I definitely put my kids through public school just to, like, for the experience, you know. I feel like you build a lot of social skills early in life in school. Especially early in life, like elementary school level. You know, you learn, you know, they teach you fucking, like, manners and shit.
Yeah, I mean,
like, a parent obviously can teach you all those things, especially, like, a fucking responsible one, like, that you are gonna be, obviously, or at least I hope you're gonna be.
Back to your question about what I would think.
Yeah, what would be, like, your initial, like...
In that moment, I would feel very dirty.
Like, disgusting, like you need to shower?
Like, I would probably have to shower, and I may even throw up, like, out of guilt.
Oh, no way.
I may even cry.
No shot.
Honestly.
You'd cry right there on the spot?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my fucking god, no way.
Especially, I mean, like...
Oh, no.
It depends on the girl, too. Like, if the girl was, like, also trying, like, to not, like, give in to temptation, but then, like, she was also...
Okay, let's say she totally did not care.
She didn't care?
Yeah.
Like, I would feel...
She respected what you were going for.
But that she was not about that?
Like, yeah, she wasn't about it, but...
Well,
like,
I hope I'm not...
You're still getting married anyway. But then you just ended up having sex before you got married.
Since this is a hypothetical.
Yeah, it's all everything. Yeah, everything here is hypothetical unless said otherwise. So.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if this wasn't hypothetical, my answer would be, well, I hope I don't get with a girl like that. But since this is a hypothetical, I guess my answer would be, I mean, I would honestly, I might still cry.
Yeah, that's actually super funny because like. You hear girl, like, I don't know, like, there's girls, like, girl stories on either, you know, it was like that girl code, guy code shit on MTV, or just, like, YouTube clip shows, and there'll always be, like, that one story that you hear, like, some dude, like, busting a nut or crying during sex, and you're always like, dude, no way that's real, but you just admitted to that, like, that's kind of bold, bro.
Oh, dude, I could totally see that.
You can see yourself just fucking... Just bursting out in tears?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, good for you for admitting that, at least, you know? Not a lot of people would be just so upfront about that.
Honestly, like, if it was with my wife for the first time, I'm definitely going to be crying.
What? Like, so you're saying if, like, when you get married...
Yep.
And you have
And this
sex,
is the first moment that we share together in that
Christ.
Way. Yeah, I might actually cry.
Oh my god, man. You might need to check that. Everybody... Blow this kid's phone up, call him a phone. No, I'm just kidding, dude. Don't do that. I mean, if you have him and you want to voice your opinion about that, Sam, go for it. Go ahead. But that's
and
crazy,
If you're looking to wait till marriage, my phone is also open.
if you're staying celibate until marriage, hit up Hayden Shirley, lives in Fargo, North Dakota.
Well, just Timber Creek
Apartments,
too.
Timber Creek Apartments, right next to Sweet Shots. Pretty prime porn star location, if you ask me. Super porn star location.
So since we're not going to have sex, we can either hang out in the upstairs of my apartment or the downstairs of my apartment.
Yeah, I mean, emphasis on up and downstairs in the apartment. Emphasis on that. Just throwing that out there, ladies. I mean,
two stories.
Two whole stories in this dude's apartment. I mean, he could have two whole stories in a house, but, you know... Baby steps. You know.
Who needs a house when your apartment is as big as a house?
We're about to go into a recession anyway. Who needs a fucking house?
That is true. Honestly, I would highly suggest not buying a home right now.
But, I mean, if you woke up feeling dangerous, feeling a little bold.
Yeah, if you woke up feeling really, really, really dangerous.
If you ate, like, a Snickers when you woke up.
Buy a house. Go ahead and buy a house with your 8% interest rate.
Pull all the money you put into your 401k. And, yeah, put it down on a house, honestly.
Take this $6,000 that you maxed out in your Roth IRA account, put it on a house.
Sell all your CDs that you've been investing in for the past 10 years since your, like, great aunt died and gave it to you. And fucking, yeah, buy the sickest house you can buy.
Right now.
And then go bankrupt and have to put it back up in, like, a year.
Aim for 20% interest rate or higher. The higher it is, the better.
That shit will make you look so sick. People will be going on, like, Twitter, and, like, the old whites will be going on, like, Facebook and being like, this guy's outrageous. Like, look at his house. He's throwing mass, like, huge parties. And then, yeah, you'll get fucking foreclosed. And
I got a question for you. Okay, so if you had to choose between these three things.
All right, yeah. Well, what are they?
The first one, the second one, or the third one?
Yeah, I'd probably pick, that third one, yeah. We're not gonna dive into what the details of that question were, but...
Yeah, you guys have to pay the $10 fine on Patreon a month.
Yeah, you gotta subscribe to the, Patreon. We should actually get one of those. That'd be sick.
I think we should get more people to listen to the normal one first.
Yeah, probably. Well, I thought Patreon, yeah, that was just like a donation, pretty much.
Well, I mean, Patreon is like, so...
It's donation for extra content?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much like an OnlyFans, except you're not naked.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense. Well, yeah. I mean, we can get naked if we want to.
I think that we can make that work.
Yeah, I feel like we would make a lot more money if we were naked. I mean, it's a pretty niche market, if you ask me, but yeah, we could definitely make that work.
I think that honestly, the niche market is the best market to target.
Yeah, because it's just ready to blow up, you know? So it's all about peaks and what waves and some shit. N-Strand fucking tangented. He fucking was off on a tangent. Peaks and waves, or waves and fucking valleys or some shit. When we talk about sound wave, it's like a fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, or it's like the stock market, you know, you got to target the niche market, you got to buy low and then sell when it gets high, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you have to target the niche stock market?
Essentially, yes. You got to get them when they're fucking, when they're angsty and when they're ready to fucking bite, when they're, you know, low, when they're growing.
Good thing. You
just got to fucking blow that shit up, mainstream it when it's fucking high, you know? That's what I was trying to say.
This is the billionaire mindset.
Yeah, like Gary Vee taught me. He personally taught me that, Gary Vee did.
I've met him in real life.
He's my fucking uncle.
I did you really meet.
Where, at the COD?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because he owns a rocker.
Does he really? I always forget that, dude. That's fucked. That's awesome, though. So you met him.
Well, I saw him.
Okay, yeah. So you were fucking lying again.
I was like 10 feet away.
Oh, but you didn't say anything to him. You didn't personally meet him.
I said, Gary Vee! Gary! Sir!
Did he look at you?
No.
No, he didn't look at you? Fuck. That sucks.
He told me to go to a yard sale.
Like, my man, you just gotta, like, fucking yard sales? And, like, like, fucking eBay, dude. Like, I don't know, man.
I was just listening to a podcast with him on it today, actually.
Yeah.
And that voice is honestly accurate.
Oh, my God. He's such an iconic dude just because he's so in your face about everything. And, like, he likes the fucking Jets. That's hilarious.
Doesn't he want to buy them?
Yeah, he said in the next, like, 10 years he wants to own the Jets. He said that, like, 2 years ago. So, he's like, Gary, you got, like, fucking 8 years left.
8 years and the Jets are going to be yours. Your Madden Ultimate Team is going to be crazy.
Your in-real-life Ultimate Team is going to be... it might not be that nuts. The Jets, they look good right now. Not really, though. They choked the playoff spot this year. But, I mean...
I wonder if team owners actually think of their team like a My Ultimate Team.
Fuck, I mean, how can you not, in a way? I mean, when you got that much money and shit?
I think I would.
I would, too. Honestly, I would, too, after playing so much Madden.
It's like...
like, doing that same exact shit just on a video game. I'd be like, yeah, I'll give you a... I mean, I'm not the GM, I'm the owner, but, like, if... say I'm a GM, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll give you fucking... 2 first-round picks for that dude. Give you 3 seconds for that dude. Like, I just trade everything.
I'm selling my gold trophies on the market right now.
Just put my Super Bowl Lombardi trophy on Facebook Marketplace. See how much I can get for it.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to open up some packs. I want to get the red rarity Brett Favre.
Yeah, I want the elite out-of-position Brett Favre card. Plays D tackle. It's so sick.
Is it actually a thing?
Like, out of positions and shit like that are, but not Brett Favre at D tackle, no. Uh-oh. But you can play like Randy Moss at
quarterback?
No, maybe in like another, like a previous game, but this one he's a corner. Like a cornerback, like guarding the wide receiver. Like that dude. And then there's a couple more. I just can't really think of them. That's just the one I have on my ultimate team.
If you could pick, like, any group of people, like, any, like, jail, or, like, or, like, a bank, or like,
okay,
like, the staff at Hornbacher's, like, if you could choose any business...
to start a football, like, a team?
Yeah, and, like, and all of their employees
Ooh.
Are your football team...
We'll see, like...
And we can't say prison either.
Oh, see, I was going to go the Gridiron Gang route. Have you ever seen that movie?
I think I have seen that movie.
Yeah, with The Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, he starts a football team. But it's little kids, not people in jail. It's like...
Oh.
It's like a detention center.
Then I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah, but no, the one in, like, prison, that's a real one. That's The Longest Yard.
Yeah, they made
two movies. But, so it has to be, like, just a business. It can't be a prison, jail.
Or a college, like that.
Or a college. Damn, dude, I'd probably... Can it be, like, the staff at a gym?
I guess, technically, yeah.
I'd probably go with, like, the staff. Yeah, either the staff at a gym... Or, like, fucking, I don't know, man. Let's say staff at a gym cannot be an option. That's a hard question to answer. I'd probably go, with, like, a trade worker. Just somebody strong, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say construction workers.
Yeah, but no, staff at a gym. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, that's honestly probably the best one. Or maybe like not a doctor's office, but a place like where they do physical therapy.
Yeah, shit like that.
A physical therapy office, that would be a good one. Or the post office.
Post office? What? That's got old people that are trying to collect benefits before they die.
Yeah, but the package is going to be delivered. That football will make it to...
Oh, it will make it to its destination.
In at least 3 to 5 businesses.
yeah, you got a point, actually. Fuck. But yeah, man, I just can't get past that whole being old part.
What, like being old in general?
Yeah, or no, just like working at the post office and being old. It's like, yeah.
You wouldn't work at the post office if you're old?
No, I probably would, just because, like, good benefits and shit. I'm just saying if we're starting a football team... Or any sports team, for that matter.
Yeah, but just think of how many rare out-of-position cards there would be.
Yeah, there'd probably be a lot. Like, probably all of them. All of them are just out-of-position, just elite.
Yeah, it's because they're all out of bed.
Yeah.
Out-of-position, on the field.
Out-of-position, on the bedroom floor. Oh, my God. What else is new? Besides stabbing yourself on purpose.
New with me? Well, we got new furniture in my living room.
Yeah?
Still don't have a girlfriend, so not like it really matters, but I watch anime in there. And then I read. And then I eat oatmeal.
You sit there and eat. God damn, you're seriously living like an old person.
I have always lived like an old person.
That's fucking...
And I think now, this is the closest I've ever been.
Yeah, like you're making a podcast, you just admitted that you cried during or after sex, and you just said you eat oatmeal, watch anime,
like every morning,
and read in your living room, and you enjoy that. And
I do my devotions too.
Fuck, man. That's like every college kid's worst nightmare right now.
Honestly, I think that's a big reason why I'm glad I didn't go to college. Like, at first, I thought I was missing out on, like, meeting cool people in college. And it's not that there's not cool people in college, but, like, I was afraid of, like, I don't know, I guess, like, not getting, like, a college girlfriend at the time and, like, not, like, living my young life to the fullest. But, honestly, I don't think I've ever been, I've never been this happy, like, while moved out, like, with my situation. Like, it's always been a struggle trying to, like, better myself and, like, trying to... Like, I guess, quote unquote, upgrade my situation. But right now I'm just sitting in a spot where I'm really content with everything, with my money, with my job, and how I'm changing. I've been content with that. I'm not partying anymore, so I don't like feel weird anymore. So I don't know. Honestly, I like living like an old person. And there's this girl at my church, man. I love her.
And you love her, huh?
I haven't talked to her for 15 years, but like, if...
She doesn't know that I love her, that she's my girlfriend yet, but, like, I do, and she's my girlfriend.
Honestly, I'm just going to say this on the podcast now, because I know that we're going to get married.
Oh, my God.
So, man. I'm not going to say her name, but it's just...
Just know that.
It's just, pretty much, we go to the same church. I haven't talked to you yet, because I'm really nervous, because I think that you're perfect. I'll show you this on our wedding day.
Un-fucking real, dude.
You can't say that, because it's going to be a Christian wedding at a Baptist church.
Oh, un-heckin' real.
Thanks.
That is so flippin' insane.
I love you. Better? I look forward to our
shut future up. Together. Okay, shut up. That just got super, like, that's wild. I cannot believe you just said that, all that.
Well, dude, just think of how romantic that would be, though.
Yeah, like, hey, listen to me talk on this podcast that I made 10 years ago.
Imagine playing all an hour and a half of it. Yeah, listen to all of
it. Especially, like, all the part where the audio is just messed up.
So, if you had to choose one company to be your football team, or just keep listening, it's after this part.
It's after the football team part? Yeah, yeah, no, he didn't pick the grocery store. He picked the gym staff.
Yeah, you heard that, right? Okay, right. Okay, it's right here. Listen. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I think it's after this.
Just fucking stupid.
In front of everybody.
Oh, yeah. You, like clinked your glass, like, made a toast, like, wanted to make a toast.
Hey, guys, please turn your attention to...
Hey, is this thing working?
Hey, everybody, I'd like to make a toast. If you could please turn your attention to the overhead projector. It's just a screen recording
of the audio, like, file here we got going on the laptop.
It's like an hour and 45 minutes. It's like 11:30. People already, like, want to go home.
People have left. People are, like, getting up. You fucking suck, man.
Just like, absolutely ruins a wedding.
Well, for everybody who stuck around, please, like, thank you for staying.
It's my parents, her parents, and Haley.
Mom, Dad, you guys can eat now. Like, nobody's ate yet.
Dude, imagine we pass the food out, it's all warm, and then I do that, and people have to wait to eat it. And it's just like, it is ice cold ham. And, like, gravy.
Like, mashed potatoes that are just fucking, like, rock hard. And
they're actually frozen.
Yeah, they're just not moving.
Because we turned off the heat, too.
Yeah, due to budget restraints, we actually have to do this outside, and it's January.
The projector actually emits enough heat, so we're going to be turning off the heaters during this
time. I got the projector on Wish, actually. It doubles as a space heater. It's so sick.
The bulb is going to go out, like, in the middle. I'm like, hey, guys, I got to change the bulb out real quick. One second.
Oh my god.
But it's gonna continue playing, but they can't see it. It's not gonna get mad because it's just the audio. So yeah, I'm gonna click it back on the remote.
It's a straight podcast, you know.
I'm gonna click it back on the remote. I'm gonna tell everybody to close their eyes and ears and be like, hey, no, guys, don't ruin it for yourself. I'm trying to find a spot that we're at.
The pause button doesn't work on this remote. Just close your eyes and ears. I'll rewind it.
It doesn't matter because you've already heard it. You just didn't see it.
Yeah, there's nothing playing, there's nothing to watch. It's just fucking pointless.
Make them sit through the whole quiet part, too. And you literally cannot hear a thing.
Just, oh, man. Yeah, honestly. You should fuck a wedding planner. You should do that.
I really don't need... I don't need a wedding planner. I don't need an interior designer. I don't need a banker. I don't need a financial expert. I do need a mechanic, though. So if my wife is a mechanic, that would be great because that's the only thing I don't have.
Any dudes who...
Any dudes looking for a boyfriend.
Any dudes looking for a boyfriend, hit this guy up in front of Timber Creek apartment complex right next to Sweet Shots.
If you like doing maintenance and...
Yeah, if you like getting dirty for a living, hit this guy up.
I can direct you to a great female that would be a really good counterpart. Or you can just date me, it doesn't really matter.
No, get at Noah Gray. I can direct you at a part-time female who lives in the Timber Creek apartments by Sweet Shots. Yeah, that's
she's a dog, so.
Yeah, she's an absolute dog. That is all the information I will divulge right now. If you want to learn more, though, just get out of my inbox. Well, man, I don't even know how much time we got into this right now.
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
I think that was a solid hour. What do you think?
We're at an hour and 1 minute. Yeah, I think that we can make that work.
Yeah, I like that. Well, this has been episode 17 of A Pair of Fools.
Just a couple of jesters making some jokes.
Just a few pranksters, you know, just pulling jokes over here.
Just a few guys sitting down on the floor, leaning up against a mattress that does not have a bed frame. Just
we are literally on the floor.
Talking into a mic.
We said fuck a shoe rack and chairs, and we just went on the floor.
Yeah, we upgraded from last time we did this. Instead of a shoe rack and chairs, we're now on the floor.
Yeah, we invested in audio equipment and extra TVs, but we had to sell the shoe rack and chairs.
We had to sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, we went on Marketplace and we ditched that shit really quick.
Yeah, we bought this mic on Wayfair.
So, all right, yeah, this has been episode 17 of A Pair of Fools.